or you want to use my music in one of your videos or something, this is your permission. Go ahead and use the music. You can send that clip to Twitch, and hopefully they allow you to do whatever it is that you want to do.
This one's gonna be called Balloons.
I miss the days when no one even knew my name. Not everywhere I go, I wear a hat to hide my face. I got weapons hidden inside every room in my place. Now I have to keep a pistol on me always just in case. This is a nightmare. Never expected the fame to be something I would wrestle with and fight to embrace. Sometimes I feel like the love I get's outweighed by the hate. I hit the tears, but I can't hide from the pain. I'm working 20-hour days, can't even lie to y'all, I'm burnt out. Asleep on my weight bench, trying to find the strength to work out. Should be happy I'm successful, I just went and bought my first house. Thought money would help cure my depression, but it's worse. How? I'm tired of it, lucky I don't have a manager cause I'll be firing them. Tired of talking to other artists who just want to tell me I'm inspiring them. Parents keep telling me they have a kid and they're thankful their child is admiring me. Great, wanna know how I feel? I might kill myself before retiring.
I didn't have to watch my back out of the corner of my eye. I didn't have to fake a smile and pose for pictures all the time. Can't even lie, I miss when time was really mine. Now I just belong to everybody else but me. These panic attacks are making it awful hard to breathe. Built a vocal booth inside the crib and stopped making beats. Don't even rap, I stand inside of it and scream.
Like, this is not what I expected. I work my hands to the bone, and my anxiety is triggered by the apps on my phone. I tried to leave.
They don't wanna see me go.
that was the newest one from Tom McDonald, called Balloon. I liked it. Balloons. But, yeah, we'll dive a little bit more into it. I know that he had posted that he was gonna go back to some of his roots and stuff and not do as many political, or take a little bit of a break from political stuff. And I like the message on this one. Kind of reminds me of his other song, Best Rapper Ever, where, you know, he's real open talking about his mental health and depression, drugs, whatnots like that. But that is Tom McDonald on Balloons. Check it out. It just dropped today. Check him out on Instagram, Hangover Gang. It's good music. Good stuff. Cool stuff. Slick stuff. Neat stuff. Yeah. Like I said, Tom's just kind of going back to his music that's not so political. His music that's personal. And it hits. He does those bangers. And, you know, I've been doing a couple Tom McDonald posts. I've heard about him a little over a year ago. It was just like a few songs that I had heard since then, became pretty big fan. And it's not that often that you get someone talking about their mental health and the stuff that's affecting them, and how people on the outside, people with, you know, a baker's dozen worth of views, will sit there and just kind of be like, hey man, why are you complaining? You know, you got money, you got views, you got this. I mean, that doesn't make everyone happy. And also, I mean, you're just wanting to do what you want to do. You're not wanting to have an army of people at your beck and call. It's cool, I'm sure, to hear, like, you know, that you're changing people. But also at the same time, that person's going through stuff, and all they wanted to do was just create an art form or music or something, and then they do it and their message goes through to a lot of people. A lot of people are approaching them. Oh, you changed my life, blah, 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 blah. It, I don't know. On one side, I get that people would be like, oh, why would you be complaining, and all these people are there because of you. On the other hand, that person just wanted to do their art, and they just wanted to put their message out there. I don't do really interviews anymore, because it was like, you know, this podcast hasn't even been going on a year, but I would reach out and try and get other, I consider this like not even a minor league, or probably like a Division III podcast up in here. But I would just reach out, and it was like people would not want to do it because they weren't going to get the views. And when I was reaching out to people, it was more like just looking for the camaraderie that comes with, you know, that I thought would come with podcasting, where you reach out to people, chit chat and everything like that. And then reaching out, people don't respond, which is fine. You know, everyone's got their own shit. I don't respond to a lot of stuff. So hater can't hate on someone who's going to not respond. I don't hardly respond. I get it. People are busy. They're handling other shit. But, you know, people would always be like, oh, how many views you got? I was like, I just thought we were doing this just to do it. That's why I'm doing it. I rarely look at the amount of views that pop up on my shit. I mean, I'll post a new one, and then maybe for like that day, look up and see what views it has. I'm not looking at this thing to be like a major, major thing. I'm just doing it because I like doing it. So from that perspective, it's kind of interesting. Someone who's doing it to do it, to not give a fuck about the amount of people who's watching it, And clearly no one is, so I don't care. But whenever someone's trying to just put their message out because it's what they want to do, it's weird. It goes back to kind of like Eminem's The Way I Am, whenever he can't even take in a bathroom, or he can't even take a shit in a bathroom without someone standing by it. You know, it's weird that all of a sudden these people get put on this huge platform or becoming like an icon whenever maybe all they wanted to do was make some music, make some art, spit some rhymes, talk on a podcast. I mean, you scroll back and you look at Joe Rogan's first episode, it's just him and Red Band sitting around talking. And he got guests in and everything. I know he was the host of Fear Factor and a comedian at the time, but it's like people just want to do stuff sometimes just to kind of do it. They don't want to do it for all the attention and everything. And I get it. Some people will be like, oh, well, I mean, you're doing all this and you're changing all these lives. So you're going to get this attention. Yeah, but they just wanted to do what they wanted to do. It's not their fault that the shit went viral. I mean, it helped them in some ways, but in some, like, if you're unhappy and you get money, you're just going to be an unhappy person with money. Everyone kind of needs to just focus on their inner shit. If you're more depressed, you need to figure out some therapy and get someone to talk to, someone to chit-chat. You know, whenever people become like viral stars and stuff, they're like, I didn't ask for this. Yeah, we know. I know that. It happened, but I mean, you got it. I'm nowhere near that. So hopefully, I mean, I don't want to say hopefully it doesn't happen because I'd like this podcast to be able to be my source of income, which it's not. Baker's Dozen's strong. Each episode I put out, the Baker's Dozen responds, but that's about it. So, I mean, if it blows up, you guys will still be called the Baker's Dozen. That's how that's going to work here. And, you know, I'm just doing this because I like to do it. If it blew up, then I'd be thankful for the fact that I got to be able to pay my bills doing something I like doing. But I don't know how I would be able to respond to something blowing up organically. You know, you wanted to form, and then it just became so big that everyone's wanting to do a lot of shit with you. I don't know. It's a weird thought. But this song's cool because it kind of touches down on that. You know, Tom McDonald, he's real with a lot of his shit. And someone who spends over $100,000 on a NFT created by Marshall Mathers, and that NFT included a beat, and the dude does a full-on song dedicated to Eminem, saying like, hey man, like, we're different, but like, hear this shit out. It's a good song. Check out Dear Slim. Also, like I said earlier, this one reminded me of Best Rapper Ever by Tom. But, you know, I mean, the guy's got mental health going on. He's got his own demons that he's fighting. And, yeah, he's making bangers and everything, but that doesn't mean that everyone has to, like, circulate him and everything like that. I get it. I mean, you see someone famous out, and you're like, oh, shit, I gotta do something. Also, in their mind, they might just appreciate, like, a yell from the sidelines. You know, like, if you see a celebrity or something like that too, I get it that you would want a picture. But I mean, also, it could be like if you were able to attend WrestleMania or the Super Bowl. You're not going to get a picture with all the players, but I mean, you yelling from the sidelines helps them go. You just say, hey man, love what you do. Fucking keep up with your mental health. I think that would make a big difference if fans were actually like kind of abrasive about stuff and be like, oh man, I love your music, but you do you, like, watch out for you. Like, why are we in this society where we're just looking for likes? Let me get a picture. I need 1,000 people to like this shit. And I need this to go viral because this will change my life. It doesn't fucking help you. I mean, you... And, yeah. Okay, I had an opportunity to interview Tommy Chong. I took the opportunity. I sent out an email asking if I could talk to someone in his weed business or someone in his glass blowing business. And they reached back out and they were like, hey, Tommy would like to do a chat with you. Whatever, you know, sometimes stuff happens. But after that, it made my head kind of inflate and I was like, oh, let me try and get other interviews. And even with just like mild podcasts, the people would be like, oh, how many views do you have? I only do stuff that has this many views. Okay, I just thought that, like, you know, we were reaching out and chit-chatting and kind of just opening doors for someone. Maybe if that person does shitty, kind of just shutting the fucking door on them, you know? But we're in a very different society where everyone thinks that meeting someone is going to blow them up, or that they're going to get the likes or the thumbs up on the media. That's not how it works. It's been long enough. This has been a long enough rant. Thanks. I'm Dipshit Dal, this is Daily Dumbass. Deuces.